It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The next thing that we have to get to is the spot of the Zach Ertz 4th and 9. Listen, I think we all know that there wasn't 100% conclusive, overwhelming, no doubt about it, surefire evidence to suggest that it was clearly a first down. But what there was 100% evidence, in my opinion, and I think in every reasonable opinion, is that the ball was spotted at the 42-yard line and it never should have been spotted at the 42-yard line. At the very worst, we're talking at the 41.1, and when I'm saying 0.1, there's 3 feet in a yard. 0.1 would be about a foot is what I'm talking about. 0.2 would be 2 feet between the 41 and the 42. You get where I'm coming from? So the bottom line is, the ball was spotted at the 42. The catch was made at, I think, just north, meaning closer to the 42 than, let me say this, closer to the 41 than the 42. The spot was put directly on the 42. That's where the Steelers took over on 4th and 9. Again, I think any reasonable argument can be made that he did not actually get over the first down marker. And remember, that line is digital. It's not official. Remember, we still use an absolutely archaic system of chains and measurements and eye tests and all the nonsense. I'm going to have something on this in just a wee little bit, but I just want to go in. Here's what I discovered watching the All 22 Nikki put up, Nikki Javala from the Post. And then I went back in NFL Pro and I watched it with Toby and we were just trying to size it up, eye it up, and kind of evaluate it and try and be honest, right? I mean, it serves me no good to just be a cheerleader. It serves me, I think, right, and this show right, to be honest with you. And say, I don't know for sure if he absolutely, conclusively, 100% got the first down. But I know the spot shouldn't have been at the 42. I know that 100%. So here's what we discovered, right? If you look at the video Nikki posted, or if you have an NFL Pro account, you can watch the All 22 or whatever. If you see the sideline angle shot, the official who marks the ball, who races in, is all the way on the Bears, the Steelers sideline, at the 50, at the line of scrimmage. Then, at the catch, he's drifting up a little bit, and he's at the 48 at the moment of the catch. Again, the marker, the line of gain is 41. So he's still 7 yards away from the play and on the Steelers sideline. He's literally on the white paint of the Steelers sideline. You see him drift up at the point of the catch. He's at the 48. Then, and it's radio, so it's harder to describe this, he starts running along the Steelers sideline, not towards the play, not towards the catch. He starts running sideways along the Steelers sideline up towards the 41 or the 42-yard line from the 48 at the point of the catch, then runs on a beeline towards the actual catch and the play. So he goes sideways first on the Steelers sideline from the 40, from the 50 originally line of scrimmage to the 48 at the time of the catch to about the 42-yard line roughly before he then makes a right turn, like a 90-degree turn, and makes a beeline towards the actual catch spot, tackle, what have you. At that point, he is blocked by, I think it was number 37, if memory serves me correct, of the Steelers, directly as he's running towards the play and the spot and the catch. He's blocked. He cannot see. He cannot see. Cannot see. And yet, then he kind of waddles, wavers, whatever you, waffles, whatever the hell you want to, whatever W word you want to put, out to the 42-yard line. And that's where they spot the damn ball. And how do I know that? Because even though the all 22 cuts off, when the Steelers take over, that's where they take over. At the 42, not the 41, not the 41 and change, not the 41 and a half, not the 41.1, not the 41.2, not the 42.41.9 tenths. They take over at the 42-yard line. So either they screwed that up or they screwed up the spot, the original spot, which is what I think they did, and which is what I know we did or they did, and which is what everybody seems to agree on. In Washington land. Now, again, maybe this is spoiled milk. Maybe this is homerism. I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know if it was absolutely a first down. I know the spot was wrong. And here's the mechanism. And what I don't understand for the life of me, boys and girls, what I don't understand is how in a league where everything is digital and computerized and we have next-gen stats up the ass, chip technology, this technology, analytics, amigos, crap, everything, where we have 9,000 games in 9,000 countries, where we have literally chips on every player to measure all sorts of things, and where we should, and I thought we had in every ball, maybe it's not, I don't know, chips in every ball. Why can't we get a system that puts the ball accurately where it should be spotted and measures a first down or not a first down digitally with conclusive technology? I don't understand that at all. I don't understand it. Maybe you have a different answer. I don't. But then again, this is a league that loves to allow personal foul face masks against quarterbacks on Thursday night over and over and over and over again and has a mechanism to correct it and just simply refuses to correct it. So maybe we shouldn't be surprised.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.